It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas, where today the Rainiers take on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Had some connection problems, network issues here in Sugar Land. Couldn't get started in time for our pregame show, unfortunately, which was a shame. I had an interview with manager Tim Fedorovich that we were going to air before the game, and we don't have time now because we're about to start. We're jumping right in here. Starting lineups for Tacoma, 28-42 on the year, Mariners AAA club. Fedorovich leading off with Sam Haggerty today. Haggerty is DHing. Batting second is shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third, the third baseman Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth is center fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting sixth, first baseman Joe Odom. Batting seventh, playing left field for the second time in his life, Andrew Knapp. Hitting eighth, right fielder Miguel Perez. And batting ninth, the second baseman Alex Blandino. And the Rainier starter today is Darren McCacken, who's 5-4 with a 5.15 ERA. We'll get to the Sugar Land lineup when opportunity presents itself, but we're ready to start. Sam Haggerty is in the batter's box. Chris Donato is the starting pitcher for the Space Cowboys. He's into his windup, and the first pitch of the game is hit in the air to center field, and that is caught by the center fielder, Pedro Leon. One pitch, one out. Haggerty flies to center. Haggerty, when leading off, loves to swing at that first pitch of the game. He just is confident he's going to get a fastball, and, well, he ends up flying out to center field. So one pitch, one out. And now the batter will be Mason McCoy. And the pitch to McCoy is taken for a ball, 1-0. Sugar Land defensively has Yonner Diaz at first base, Franklin Barreto at second, David Hensley at short, and Alex Degote at third. As there's ball two to McCoy. And the outfield is Leon in center, and he is flanked by Lewis Brinson in right field and Taylor Jones in left field. 2-0 to McCoy is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. McCoy hitting 242 with a 324 on base percentage. He swings and hits a little grounder right to the first baseman, Diaz, who takes it himself to the first base bag. And two men are gone at the top of the first inning. Eric Mejia now the batter for the Red Ears. Mejia had a big game yesterday, 3-for-4 with a double and a homer, drove in a couple. Red Ears ended up losing yesterday 9-8. They were way behind all game long, but came back and scored four in the ninth. It was 9-4 going to the ninth as Mejia takes down low. And the Red Ears scored four runs in the ninth and had the tying runner on base when the final out was made. Oh, one pitch is fouled at the plate by Mejia. And the count goes to 0-2. That one got it. Mejia on the leg, and he's in some pain right now. And he's going to need a minute. Red Ears wearing the red jerseys with the gray pants. And Sugarland wearing all white, white jerseys, white pants. Well, they do have black hats on. It is Sugarland Space Cowboys cowboy hat giveaway day today here at the ballpark. You see cowboy hats everywhere in the stadium. Yeah, but he is still in some pain. The Rainiers trainer, Michael Feliciano, watching from the dugout, but not going out to talk to him. 0-2 the count, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the next pitch is coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a high fastball, and Mejia strikes out, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, Sugarland coming to the plate.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Red Ears went down in order in the top of the first inning, and now Sugarland comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. And their lineup looks like this. Leading off, Corey Lee. He is the catcher, batting second. First baseman, Yonner Diaz, hitting third. Designated hitter, and Manuel Valdez. Their cleanup man is left fielder, Taylor Jones. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lewis Brinson. Hitting sixth is center fielder, Pedro Leon. Batting seventh, the shortstop, David Hensley. Hitting eighth, Alex Degody. He plays third. And batting ninth, Franklin Barreto, second baseman. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's been a hot pitcher for the Red Ears lately. And his first pitch today is a swing and a miss by Corey Lee. There's strike one. McCacken has won his last four decisions. and is now 5-4 on the year with a 5.15 ERA as a foul ball is hit on the third base side, making the count 0-2. He won four straight starts and then got a no decision his last time out on Tuesday here in the opening game of the six-game series. He pitched five shutout innings against Sugarland. That was the game that was 0-0 after nine innings. So here's one up high for a ball. 1-2. Now this pitch is swung on, grounded towards third, and scooping it up is Mejia. Long throw to first in time for the out. Corey Lee is retired. One away at the bottom of the first inning, and now Yonner Diaz is the hitter. Defensively on the infield, the Red Ears have Odom playing first, Blandino at second, McCoy at short, and Mejia at third. Outfield is Knapp in left field, Wilson in center, and Miguel Perez in right. And McCacken working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Here's the pitch to Diaz, and it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch fouled at the plate. And the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Diaz. Darren McCacken, Mariners' 12th round pick in 2017. And a Long Beach State into his wind. And the 1-2 pitch is inside, just missed Diaz. He turned away from it. Two balls, two strikes. McCacken made his major league debut with the Mariners last year. Got into two games, one start. Here's his 2-2 to Diaz, and it is fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Made his first big league start, McCacken did, against the parent club of the Sugarland Space Cowboys, the Houston Astros. Here's his 2-2 to Diaz. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Perez moves towards the line into foul ground, and he makes the catch. Nicely done by Perez right near the seats down the right field line in foul territory. So Diaz is out, two away in the bottom of the first inning. And now Emmanuel Valdez is the hitter. Valdez, left-hand hitter with power. And McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, I asked manager Tim Fedorovich during the interview that we didn't get to air because there was no pregame show today due to the technical issues. So now the 0-1 problem is a swing and a miss strike, too. I asked him if McCacken needed to pitch to hitters differently because he just faced them 5 days ago in the first game of the series, facing the same team twice in one series. And he said you only do that if the hitters start to hit you. Sears went up and away for a ball, 1-2. So the plan is to keep attacking him like he did when he threw the five scoreless innings against Sugarland on Tuesday. And if something changes, then you change. Here's a swing and a grounder to second, and that's fielded by Blandino. Throw it to first for the out, and the inning is over. Valdez grounds out to second, and McCacken sets down the side in order in the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
No score after one inning of play here at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas. The Raiders' final game of the year in this ballpark. Brian O'Keefe will lead things off in the second. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Strike one to O'Keefe. O'Keefe sitting .294 with five homers. .382 on base percentage. .914 OPS. Now the next pitch is fouled away. And the count goes to 0-2. Next pitch popped up right side, and this is playable in foul ground. Diaz with room. The first baseman makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. O'Keefe fouls out to the first baseman, and now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. Right here is facing right-hander Chad Donato tonight. Second time they have faced him. He pitched at Cheney Stadium against Tacoma on April 22nd. Rainiers hit him around pretty good that day. Seven hits, five runs in four and a third innings. And Tacoma hit two home runs off Donato. Here's his pitch to Wilson, and it is low and away for a ball. Both of the home runs that they came in the same inning that day. Here's a foul out of play by Wilson. Forrest Wall took him deep, but Forrest isn't in the lineup today. He's on the injured list, in fact. And Zach Green hit a three-run homer off Donato, and Green's not in the lineup today either, although he's healthy. 1-1 to Wilson, swinging a foul tip there, strike two. Rainiers have just 11 position players right now, which was the case yesterday too. That'll change when they get home. We've got some players coming in. Now the 1-2 to Wilson is low for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Wilson. And this pitch is high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it is swung on and grounded back to the mound. That's handled by Donato, and he throws to first and gets Wilson for the second out of the inning. So Marcus Wilson grounds back to the pitcher, two away, and Joe Odom will be next. On the year, Donato 3-4 with a 5.09 ERA in 58 and a third innings. Well, it's updated. He's now up to exactly 60 innings. He has struck out 43 and walked 24. And the pitch to Odom is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Donato's limiting opposing batters to just a .224 average, but he's given up 11 homers in 58 innings, or 60 now. Here's a swing and a grounder, foul, third base side. 1-1 the count. So an even count to Joe Odom, playing first base in this one. He's played first base three times in this series. Now the 1-1 is coming. And the pitch is outside, 2-1. Next pitch is high. Three balls, one strike to Odom with Andrew Knapp on deck. Now here's the 3-1, and it is swung on and hit sky high into left center. Leon is after it, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Odom flies out to the center fielder, and that does it for Tacoma in inning number two. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma and Sugarland scoreless.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless. Darren McCacken on the mound, and McCacken will face Taylor Jones to start things off in the bottom of the second inning. Jones hitting in the cleanup spot for Sugarland. Right-hand hitter from Washington. Been in the Astros system his whole career, and he takes a strike from McCacken. Jones hitting 228 with two homers, 10 runs batted in 16 games for Sugarland. He's out of Kent and played college ball at Gonzaga. McCacken's pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1 the count to Taylor Jones. Here's the 1-1, and it is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming, and it is fouled away. Still 1-2. McCacken looking for his first strikeout of the ballgame. And the pitch is on its way. Swung on, grounded on the left side, ranging to his left to field it is McCoy, and he gets rid of the ball in a hurry and throws out Jones at first base. One away at the bottom of the second inning. Nice play by Mason McCoy, ranging to his left. And that will bring Lewis Brinson to the dish. Brinson, right-hand hitter, hitting 271 with 11 homers on the year. And the pitch nicked him. Brinson is hit by the pitch, and he is going to head down to first base. Well, there's the first base runner of the game for either team. Princeton hit by a pitch. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Right-hand hitter, Leon. Brinson with his lead at first. He'll steal from time to time. The pitch is grounded fair to third base, fielded by Mejia. He throws to first to get Leon, and Brinson advances to second. That was a slow bouncer up the third baseline that looked like it might go foul, but Mejia grabbed it right behind the base, and the umpire pointed fair, so Mejia just he had no play at second base. He just threw across the diamond and got the batter out. Runner at second with two down for David Hensley. McCacken with a glance towards second where Brinson has his lead, and the pitch to Hensley is in there for a called strike. Hensley, very patient hitter, hitting 281, leads the league with 42 walks drawn and has a 398 on base percentage. Now McCacken steps off for a moment. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is low for a ball. Hensley, AAA rookie this year with Sugarland. One pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken's ahead of the count. No score, bottom of the second inning. We're playing in the heat here in Sugarland. It was over 100 degrees today here. There is a breeze blowing in from right field. But for now, the whole field is still in direct sunlight except for home plate, which is in a shadow. Now the 1-2 on its way, and it is swung on and hit solidly towards left center. On the run is Wilson. He can't get it. It's going to take a bounce and hit the fence. Scoring from second is Brinson. In at second base with a double and an RBI is David Hensley. First hit of the game for either team, drives in a run, and Sugarland leads 1-0. So David Hensley doubles in Lewis Brinson. And now Alex DeGody will be the batter. That was some solid contact there from Hensley. So DeGody the batter, hitting 266 with six homers, 34 runs batted in. And the pitch is lined into left, and that's going to be a base hit. Knapp cuts it off, has a little trouble fielding it cleanly. Scoring from second is Hensley. It's a single and an RBI for Alex DeGody. And it is 2-0 Sugarland on back-to-back two-out hits. So Alex DeGody extends his hitting streak to five straight games with an RBI single. Is at first with two down for Franklin Barreto. Barreto, the number nine man, hitting 166 with a 556 OPS. He looks out towards McCacken. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. Owen won the count. And a move to first, and diving in safely is DeGody. McCacken pauses on the side of the mound for a moment. Now he climbs up atop the hill. Leading from first is DeGody. And here's the 0-1 pitch from McCacken, and it is low and away. One ball, one strike. McCacken first joined the Rainiers in 2019, was a late season promotion to AAA, and then was with Tacoma for the majority of last season. Sears went outside for a ball. He actually made his first start last year back in AA before getting bumped up to AAA, and was in the Rainiers rotation the rest of the season, with the exception of his brief stint in the majors with Seattle. And then this year he's been in the rotation since day one. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Barreto, and it is lined softly, and a leaping catch at shortstop by Mason McCoy, robbing Barreto of a hit and wrapping up the bottom of the second inning. Sugarland does get two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning of play at Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We go to the third inning of play. Sugarland with the early 2-0 lead. And now Tacoma will bat here at the top of the third. Andrew Knapp leading things off. Yeah, the pitch from Chad Donato is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Donato, right-hander out of the University of West Virginia, drafted by the Astros in 2016. Into his motion, the 0-1 to Knapp. And it is inside for a ball, 1-1. Knapp hitting 205 with 11 of his 16 hits this year, going for extra bases. He's got a .449 slugging percentage, and he hits one in the air to left. This is pretty deep. Back goes Jones, still back at the track. He has room, and he makes the catch. That ball carried quite a bit and thought it might carry out of here, but Jones stayed with it and caught it a step in front of the fence. Knapp flies to left, and now Miguel Perez is the hitter. Knapp must have been a little surprised to find out that he was playing left field today, something he's only done once previously in his professional career. So the pitch to Perez is in there for a strike. Knapp's a catcher. And he last played left field in a AAA game in 2018. So there's a swing and a miss. The only left field appearance since he was drafted in 2013. He was with Lehigh Valley, played left field one game in September of 2018, right at the end of the season. And interestingly, coincidentally, his shortstop in that game was J.P. Crawford. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Perez, and that is strikeout number two for Chad Donato. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino hitting .182 with a .348 on base percentage since joining the Rainiers. This is his 29th game with the club, and he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. And now. This pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Now this one is in there for a strike. Two-one pitch, up high, ball three. Three-one delivery. Inside and high, ball four, and it's the Red Ears' first base runner of the game. Alex Blandino draws a two-out walk in the top of the third, and now Sam Haggerty will be the hitter. Now the pitch is taken high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now here's a swing and a ball pulled foul into the seats down the right field line. There's a little area of seats down the right field line here in Sugarland where there's no netting in front of them. The very end of the grandstand down the line where it kind of turns in, so the seats point in towards home plate down the right field line. And those fans just got a wake-up call. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there. Strike two. Those are probably really good seats. They're angled in nicely, so you have a direct look in towards home plate down the right field line and the left field line here at Constellation Field. Now, Haggerty hits one in the air towards right center, but high enough for numerous players to get there, and it's going to be the right fielder, Brinson, who makes the catch with two teammates standing nearby. And Rainiers do not score in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
2-0, Sugarland leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And the Red Ears will send Darren McCacken back to the mound. He allowed two-out RBI hits in the second inning. They'll face the top of the order here in the third. First pitch to Corey Lee is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Catcher's doing weird things these last couple of days. Mentioned the Rainiers have Andrew Knapp playing left field for just the second time in his life today. 1-0 pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. And Sugarland has been leading off their catcher, Corey Lee, now for three games in a row, something he had done only once all season prior to Friday night. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. He's not a traditional leadoff hitter by any stretch of the imagination. He's a catcher. It's now the 2-1 and a swing and a foul back. He's got an on-base percentage of 280. You don't put your guy with a 280 OBP in the leadoff spot typically. And yet he's been doing it these last 3 days. And it's been working for Sugarland. He had 3 hits yesterday and reached base twice the day before. He hits a grounder to short. Backhand pickup by McCoy. Throws to first in time for the out. And Lee's 0 for 2 so far in this one. So McCacken gets the infield grounder, one away. And now Yonner Diaz is the batter. Been talking about Andrew Knapp playing left field. One of the reasons why that is happening today is Jared Kelnick got a day off. And I want to clarify that Kelnick was already out of the lineup. As here's a grounder to short by Diaz on the first pitch. McCoy handles this one and throws to first for the out, two away. Kelnick was out of the lineup today when manager Tim Fedorovich put it together after last night's game. It was a decision they made to give him a day off today. Remember, he recently missed several games with a hamstring issue. They wanted him to be off today, and tomorrow is already a day off on the schedule for the Red Ears. So it's like a little mini extended break for him. This here's one outside for a ball. Kelnick being out of the lineup has nothing to do with the events of today's Mariners game. Yes, the events of today's Seattle Mariners game. Here's a little fly into shallow left off the end of the bat. Racing in his nap, and he makes a diving catch in shallow left field. His first chance out there, and he makes a terrific play, robbing Valdez of a hit, coming charging in on that ball and making the diving catch on the outfield grass. Andrew Knapp gets tested and makes the play. Three up, three down in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth at Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the fourth inning. It is 2-0 Sugarland with the lead over Tacoma. Rainiers without a hit yet. The Astros have been kind of no-hit crazy recently. They pitched a no-hitter in New York yesterday and then no hit the Yankees again until the sixth inning, I think it was today. Now the pitch to Mason McCoy, high and away, ball one. Right here's facing the Astros AAA club today and looking for that first knock. 1-0 to McCoy in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Donato has struck out two through three innings. The Rainiers got one base runner on a walk. McCoy swings and hits one in the air to right field. Lining it up is Lewis Brinson. Comes in a few steps and makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the fourth. That'll bring Eric Mejia to the plate. We caught up on what happened around the league yesterday. First place Vegas lost yesterday at home to Albuquerque, 19-6. What a wipeout. There's a pitch in for a strike to Mejia. Albuquerque, 10 days ago, set a franchise record by hitting 8 homers in one game, and then they tied it yesterday. They've done that twice in 2 weeks. Here's a foul out of play. Winton Bernard, their veteran outfielder, had 4 hits with 2 of the homers. He drove in 3, scored 4 runs. Jonathan Morales, first baseman, he hit 2 homers. Coco Montes hit a grand slam, and they had 3 other homers. Here's one high to Mejia. 8 homers total for the Isotopes yesterday at Las Vegas. Now the pitch is up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Salt Lake had a nice comeback win against Reno yesterday, down 5-3 in the 8th. They scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th and beat Reno 6-5. Mejia turns on a pitch and yanks it into the right field corner, and that's going to get down for extra bases. He's on his way to second now. The throw comes in. Mejia stops there. It is a one-out double for Eric Mejia, and Tacoma has its first hit of the game. Well, Mejia had a big game at the dish yesterday, getting 3 hits. And today he has the Red Ears' first hit. It's his 14th double of the season. And Mejia is in scoring position with 1 out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting .294 coming into play today. Swings at the first pitch, pops it up foul behind the plate. Corey Lee back by the screen, and he has room and makes the catch. Wow. Right up against the netting. And O'Keefe frustrated as he fouls out, and 2 men are gone in the 4th. That was about as close as a foul pop-up can come to being unplayable, as Lee caught it right up against the netting, which extends, you know, about, 35 feet up, and never touched that netting on its way down, and Lee caught it right up against it. Pitch to Marcus Wilson now is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. Now Donato ready. Mejia leads from second, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. And the count goes to 0-2. So Salt Lake, who the Red Ears face on Tuesday, comeback win yesterday against Reno 6-5. Kian Wong with a key 2-run homer. And Gerardo Reyes nailed down a tough save. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Salt Lake is 4.5 games ahead of Tacoma in the standings entering play today. One ball, 2 strikes to Wilson. Now, time called. Here's the 1-2 on its way from Donato, and it is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Wilson has struck out for the final out at the top of the 4th inning. While the Red Ears do not score, they get into the hit column and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the 4th. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Two nothing. Sugarland leads Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor Jones leads things off, and McCacken's pitch is taken for a ball down low. 1-0. Next pitch on its way, and it is in there for a strike. 1-1. Continuing our look at what happened around the league yesterday, Sacramento in the 10th beat El Paso 3-2 last night. Johnny Pareda with a game-winning RBI single for the Rivercats as McCacken hits Taylor Jones in the back with a slider, and Jones heads down to first base. And now Lewis Brinson will be the batter. And also yesterday, Round Rock took down Oklahoma City 8-3. They had a 7-run second inning, Round Rock did, with their catcher Sam Huff hitting a 3-run home run during that rally. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 to Brinson. Oklahoma City leads the East by 4 games over El Paso. And in the West, Vegas is in first with a 2.5 game lead over Reno. Now the pitch is grounded foul, third base side. 1-1 the count to Brinson. These two teams, Tecoma and Sugarland, both in last place in their divisions. The Red Ears have been going back and forth with Sacramento between fourth and fifth in the West for the last week or so. And as play begins today, the Red Ears are a half game behind Sacramento. One pitch on its way to Brinson. Check swing, he went. That is strike two. So McCacken's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. These two teams are very similar in their records, but head-to-head, Sugarland's really had the upper hand on the Rainiers. They've gone 8-3 against Tecoma this season. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got him with his fastball, and down goes Brinson. And that's McCacken's first strikeout of the game, surprisingly, here in the fourth inning. So one out, and now Pedro Leon is the batter. Now McCacken with a pitch, and it is taken for a called strike on the inside edge. 0-1 the count. Now a toss to first base and back in safely is Jones. Now the 0-1 is inside for a ball, 1-1. Thank you. 1-1 pitch coming. Swung on and bounced foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch. Check swing foul. Still 1-2. So McCacken continuing ahead of the count here, working on Leon. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it is a little bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers back home at Cheney Stadium on Tuesday to host Salt Lake. First pitch Tuesday night will be at 6:05. So now a swing and a foul hit down the left field line. This is out of play. Still 2-2 to Leon. Rainier's off tomorrow. The team's flying back tomorrow. We try to get home on Sunday nights when these series end, but they have to play a night game here in Sugar Land tonight. It's way too hot to have played a day game today. They're right. They got to play at night this time of year here. McCacken's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Leon, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Darren McCacken. And now David Hensley is the hitter. So the Raiders spending tomorrow flying home. And we'll get the afternoon and evening off tomorrow at home, and then back at it on Tuesday. Salt Lake in town for six games. Here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to second. Blandino has it, and he calmly throws to Odom at first base for the out. And the inning is over. Sugarland does not score in the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, the Red Ears are down 2-0, and we head to the fifth. Red Ears with Joe Odom leading things off against Chad Donato, and Donato's pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Odom flied out to the center fielder his first time up tonight. Now the pitch is taken high and away for a ball, 1-1. Now a a swing and a foul back. And the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Odom goes down on a breaking ball. Strikeout number 4 for Donato, and now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Knapp flied out to deep left field his first time up. He is 0-1. And the pitch to him is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. One-one delivery. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside edge. Right here's with just one hit so far, the Mejia double in the fourth. We're now in the fifth. The pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Two-two delivery. It's swung on, hit in the air towards left, and Jones moves towards the warning track and makes the catch right at the edge of the track. And that is out number two. Knapp twice hitting the ball in the air pretty solidly to the opposite field, but both times, left fielder Taylor Jones has been able to make the catch. So two away. And that will bring to the plate Miguel Perez. And the pitch to Perez misses for a ball, 1-0. Now he swings and hits one in the air towards right center. Long run over for Leon, and he dives and he plays it on a short hop. And Perez is aboard with a two-out single. Miguel Perez finding some outfield grass in shallow right center. Leon went racing after it and low to the ground, sprawled forward and reached out with the glove and short hopped it. Leon, the center fielder for Sugarland, formerly an infielder, really playing the outfield consistently for the first time in his career this year, and he can cover a lot of ground out there in center. Here's Alex Blandino, and he takes outside. Snap throw to first by Lee, and Perez is back in standing up. Now the pitch is taken up high for a ball. Now a pitch rolls away from Lee and taking second and getting there without a throw is Perez. So he's in scoring position now, moving up on the wild pitch. And a 2-1 count to Blandino. Now the next pitch, up high, ball three. That Rainier's rally in the ninth yesterday. Well, he went to the ninth, down 9-4, and Mejia led off with a homer to make it 9-5. But then there were two outs and no one on, and the Rainiers started to string it together and got three runs, came up one run short. Series of foul by Blandino. Full count now, 3-2. Blandino had a walk during that rally. But it was just a reminder that, you know, things can happen quickly. There were two outs, no one on, and the Rainiers were down 9-5 in the ninth. Four batters later, it was 9-8. 3-2 pitch is lined towards left center field. On the move, Leone dives, and he can't get this one, and it goes past him all the way to the fence. Perez scores. Blandino's coming around second. He's on his way to third. He's going to make it there with a slide. Alex Blandino triples in a run, and the Rainiers make it a 2-1 ball game. Blandino driving one to left center, and Pedro Leone attempting another diving catch, and this time he didn't get any glove on it, and it skipped past him and went all the way to the fence. So Blandino with the RBI triple, his first triple of the year. And now the tying runner's at third with two outs for Sam Haggerty. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Haggerty. Haggerty's flied to center, and he has flied to right. Batting left-handed against Donato, he takes a breaking pitch up and away, and the count now goes to 2-0. Big curveball from Donato there. Shift is on, three fielders on the right side of the infield, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. 3-1. Rainiers looking for another two-out hit here. Just got one from Blandino. Another one will tie up the game. Now Donato is ready. And the pitch is a curve outside. 3-1. On deck is Mason McCoy. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is swung on, grounded to first. Fair ball fielded by Diaz, takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Haggerty grounds out to first. Rainiers get one run, though, on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Sugarland leads Tacoma 2-1. Rainiers just got their first run of the game at the top of this inning. We now go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Alex DeGody, Franklin Barreto, and Corey Lee. So DeGody stands in. He had a two-out RBI single in the second inning. He's 1-for-1. And McCackett with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled out of play. 0-1 the count. Well, the Mariners had a nice little Sunday afternoon day at the park. in Anaheim today as Degody rips a foul deep down the left field line, but definitely foul. Strike two. M's taking on the Angels for the eighth time in 10 days, as Angels manager Phil Nevin pointed out in his post-game press conference. Twice, apparently. So now the 0-2 is on its way to Degody. Outside for a ball, 1-2. And there wasn't any real... I mean, not in the games that I was watching or following. I didn't see any bad blood. And I guess until last night, as the 1-2 to Degody is popped up foul behind the plate. This is going to be playable. O'Keefe in foul ground has plenty of room, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. One down, and now Barreto is the hitter. So, you know, Mike Trout's been something of a problem for the Mariners, understatement of the century. Yeah, he keeps hitting homers against the Mariners, and don't know if it was on purpose or not. I have no idea if it was on purpose or not, but yesterday Eric Swanson did throw a pitch that ran, well, it went behind Trout. It ran up and in, and it got away from Swanson, and it went behind Trout. Didn't hit him, but, you know, it's scary when a fastball comes behind you. So here's one that is in for a strike to Barreto. And Trout was upset last night. He thought it was on purpose. That was his opinion, and he voiced a lot of displeasure, but nothing happened. So here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. And today the Angels were supposed to start left-hander Jose Suarez, who we've seen a lot of with Salt Lake. So now here's one up high for a ball. And then about 2 hours before game time, they changed their mind, or at least they announced that they had changed their mind, and they started an opener, a reliever instead. They started Andrew Wance, who's we've also seen with Salt Lake, but is up in the big leagues right now. Here's one up high to Barreto. So the opener started the game instead of Suarez. Suarez to follow him. And right away, the first inning, he threw behind Julio Rodriguez, and it certainly appeared to be a response to what happened to Trout last night. So there's one inside to Barreto. Both teams were warned by the umpires at that time. So now the 3-2 to Barreto is hit high in the air to left. This could be trouble. Knapp is back, but it hooks and goes foul. Foul ball. Still 3-2 to Barreto. So Wance, the opener, pitched a scoreless first, although things were a little chippy by this time. And then in the second inning, he threw at Winker, who was leading off the second. So now the 3-2 to Barreto is fouled away. And that started the brawl. Winker was upset, and he went towards the Angels dugout, and the benches cleared, and it was a legit fight. This was not the traditional baseball fight of guys standing around yelling and maybe doing a little light pushing. So here's a 3-2 low ball four. Barreto walks. First walk issued by Mikaka today, and not the guy he wanted to walk. Barreto hitting 166. So a one out walk, and now Corey Lee is the hitter. So it ended up being a full-scale brawl, as now Tim Fedorovich is on his way out to the mound. That might be it for Mikakin after two trips through the lineup. Kind of an early hook for Mikakin. But he is done, and they have relievers they want to get in there, and they also probably don't want Mikakin laboring too much in the heat here in Sugar Land. And then also another thing, and this is probably the real reason, is they're probably concerned about the third trip through the lineup, particularly this time around for Mikakin, since he faced this very same team in his last start earlier this week on Tuesday. So he comes out after two trips through the lineup. We've got a pitching change here with one out at the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a break with the score, Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big.
big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
2-1, Sugar Land leads Tacoma. We're at the bottom of the fifth. One out, runner at first base. Corey Lee, the batter, and the new Tacoma pitcher is left-hander Nick Margavichis. And he is ready to work. And the runner goes, pitches up high, no throw, as Barreto had just a humongous jump. And he steals second, his ninth steal of the year. So Barreto left so early, I thought Margavichis was going to throw behind him or step off or something, but he went through with his pitch, and Barreto just steals it. 1-0 pitch, swing and foul back. Count goes even now on Lee, 1-1. Margavichis appearing in his 14th game, 0-2, 9.43 ERA, 28 strikeouts, 6 walks in 27 and two-thirds innings. Here's his 1-1 to Lee, and it's a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. 1-2 the count. See if Margavichis could put him away here. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and there's a curve just outside, 2-2. He's talking about the brawl in the Mariner game today. When the dust settled, the Mariners had three players, along with manager Scott Service, ejected. Winker, Crawford, and Julio. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and there's the second out. And the Angels also had three players and their manager ejected. The Angels' ejections were all pitchers, which became kind of a non-factor for them because Suarez ended up coming in after the brawl and tossing six innings for him. There's a swing and a miss by Diaz at a fastball. 0-1 the count. There are going to be suspensions. Jesse Winker is definitely going to get suspended because he greeted the Angels fans rudely. Here's one down and into Diaz, 1-1. You can look it up if you want to know. And then, so he'll get suspended for sure. Regardless of the fight, that would have done the trick. So now the 1-1 pitch is a curve outside, and the count goes to 2-1. And there will be more suspensions for both teams. Service might get suspended. Two-one delivery is swung on, hit in the air towards right on the run. Perez, and he makes a nice grab as he reaches out and tumbles to the ground, hanging out of the baseball. And that is the final out of the inning. Miguel Perez with a nice play in right, and Sugarland does not score in the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors, one man left, and we go to the sixth inning. Sugar Land 2, Tecoma 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the Grand Slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the sixth inning of play, Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1. Mason McCoy, Eric Mejia, and Brian O'Keefe to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. And the first pitch to McCoy is grounded sharply to the shortstop. Hensley, who didn't have to move, just picked it up and threw it to first for the out. One pitch, one out. Chad Donato for Sugarland gets a quick out. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. He doubled his last time up, 1-for-2 this evening. I want to remind you again, the Rainiers will be home on Tuesday and home all week. The Salt Lake Bees are in town. The Angels AAA club. Here's one inside for a ball, 1-0. There hasn't been any bad blood at all between Tacoma and Salt Lake this year. Just the big league squads. I don't think it'll trickle down. 1-0 pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-0. Rainiers got into a big brawl last year in Reno. That was kind of brewing all season. And then finally boiled over. Now the 3-0 pitch in for a strike to Mejia, 3-1. Now a foul back by Mejia. Count goes full, 3-2. Eventually that situation with Reno last year went into the land of a brawl with an episode involving Henry Ramos of Reno and Donovan Walton for the Rainiers. So now the 3-2 to Mejia is low ball 4. He's on with one out. O'Keefe is next. And coincidentally, this year, Donovan Walton got traded to the Giants, and during the time that he has played in AAA for Sacramento, he's gone back and forth between San Francisco and Sacramento, but when he's in Sacramento, he's been in teammates with Henry Ramos' younger brother, Elliot Ramos, who's a regular with Sacramento. Wonder if they've talked it out. They probably have. Anyway, the Rainiers play Salt Lake this week, Tuesday through Sunday. And Sunday, a week from today, that's our big day, July 3rd, the fireworks game. And they haven't sent out a bulletin yet saying it's sold out, so I guess some tickets are still available. Here's a foul by O'Keefe. But that game usually does sell out, so if you want to come to our July 3rd fireworks game a week from today, you should probably get online and get tickets today or stop by the ballpark box office during regular business hours tomorrow and get that taken care of. 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe is up and in for a ball, 1-1. Even count to Brian O'Keefe. Now a swing and a foul back. And the count goes to 1-2. The count to O'Keefe. The runner goes, pitch is high, throw down to second base, close play, they got him. Mejia thrown out by Lee, tag applied by Barreto, the second baseman. Bang, bang, play at second, but he is called out, and Eric Mejia caught stealing for his fifth time this year in 18 attempts. Trying to get in scoring position to represent the tying run, but instead, Rainiers lose a base runner. Two outs, no one on. Two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And Donato's pitch is a breaking ball inside. Full count, 3-2. O'Keefe looks out towards the mound, and the pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side. Fielded by Barreto. He throws out O'Keefe at first, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Rainiers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score. Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Red Ears here in the last of the sixth. It's Roenis Elias to make his first appearance since he was recently outrighted to Tacoma by the Mariners. And Elias replaces Nick Margavichus, who retired both batters he faced, recording one strikeout. So for Elias, this is his 15th appearance for Tacoma this year. No record, a 3.63 ERA. And Elias back from Seattle, where he appeared in seven games and had a 3.52 ERA and 7 2/3 innings. No record for the M's. Here's his pitch to Valdez, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Elias into his windup. Next pitch, swung on and yanked foul down the right field line. So the count's 1-1. Elias last pitched for Tacoma on May 25th. He's been in the big leagues since then until now. Here's his 1-1 to Valdez. Swing and a miss there, strike two. So Elias is out ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. And this pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Elias fires again, and it's a swing and a little bouncer to second base. Blandino gloves it, throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the sixth. Right here's about Sugarland to just two hits. But each of Sugarland's two hits was a two-out RBI hit. The Rainiers have actually out-hit him. They have three hits, but they trail on the scoreboard 2-1. Pitch to Jones, grounded to short. There's McCoy. He has it, throws to first, and Jones is out swinging at the first pitch, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Lewis Brinson is the batter, and this is the matchup the Rainiers were trying to avoid, but it's going to happen here. Having a lefty face Brinson. At least there's no one on base. He is 19 for 41 against left-handed pitching this year, and he blasts one deep down the left field line, hooking, and it goes foul. A foul ball, and that is strike one. He's hit four homers in 41 at-bats against left-handed pitchers, and he was all over that first pitch from Elias. The Rainiers might want to seriously consider not giving him much to hit here. It's just not a good matchup, having him face a lefty. 0-1 pitch. Well, there you go. A little bouncer to the left side. McCoy has it, loses the handle, gets it back, throws to first. Too late. Brinson is on. They had him out, but McCoy, who's usually so smooth at shortstop, reached into his glove to take out the ball to make the throw, and he lost it for just a moment, recovered, and then made the throw. But that was all Brinson, who's a fast runner, needed to reach. And he is on with two outs, and Pedro Leon will now be the batter. Leon's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. I'll let you know how they scored that play as soon as I find out. Now toss to first base, and that gets past Odom and rolls towards the first base dugout, and Brinson takes second. Oh, boy. All of a sudden, Rainiers getting a little sloppy. Okay, they gave Brinson an infield hit. And then this error on this last play really could go either way to Elias or Odom, so we will wait and see who they give it to. Now the pitch to Leon is a breaking ball outside. And they gave it to Odom, not catching the pickoff throw from Elias. Now the 1-1. Swung on it, bounced foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Elias gets him with an off-speed pitch, and Leon goes down swinging, and there is the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Sugarland does not score. They had a hit. They make an error, or the Rainiers made an error, and one runner was left on base. We go to the seventh. It is Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1. Marcus Wilson, Joe Odom, and Andrew Knapp to bat in the top of the seventh against the right-hander Chad Donato. Marcus Wilson taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards the hill. And Donato with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Donato's longest outing of the year, 6 2/3 innings against Oklahoma City on May 21st. And he's got six full so far tonight. 0-1 pitch, grounded, third base side, and fair down the left field line. And that is going to go to the left field corner. And Wilson checks in at second base with a double. And that's his first hit of the game. And it did not come against Chad Donato. This is a new pitcher for Sugarland, and I just noticed it is right-hander John Olzak in from the bullpen. Came in between innings. Well, he's the same height and weight as, well, close to the same weight as Donato, at least listed. So here's one down low for a ball. So that's my excuse for missing it initially. Olzak is in. Donato went six innings, allowed three hits and one run. It was earned. He walked two and struck out four, and that was his second longest outing of the year. Here's the 1-0 to Odom, and it is outside for a ball. And John Olzak is appearing in his 25th game. He's 2-0 with a 4.73 ERA in 32 1/3 innings. 36 strikeouts, 11 walks. 2-0 to Odom, swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now here comes the 2-1, and it is inside, ball three. Now here's one that is high ball four. Odom draws the walk, and the Red Ears' first two batters have reached here in the seventh. Wilson with a double, Odom with a walk, and Tacoma's got an opportunity here to tie the game or better. Down 2-1 in the top of the seventh. Andrew Knapp now the batter, and the catcher Lee goes to the mound to talk to Olzak, as does the third baseman, Alex DeGoti. Knapp, the batter. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch. High ball two. Knapp with the count in his favor. 2-0. They shift him with the three infielders on the right side. Here's Olczak with a 2-0 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch, grounded foul, first base side. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit towards left center. On the move, Leon, and he reaches out and makes the catch for the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Knapp made solid contact there, but hit it within the range of center fielder Pedro Leon. And now Miguel Perez will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Now the pitch is low, ball one. Now the pitch in there for strike two. Now the pitch is inside. Two balls, one strike to Miguel Perez with two on and one out at the top of the seventh inning. Rainier's looking for a big hit. Down by a run. And the pitch to Perez is on the outside edge for a called strike. 2-2. On deck is Alex Blandino. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it is a check swing. He went. That is strike three. Couldn't hold up his swing. A slider low and away. And Miguel Perez is the second out at the top of the seventh inning. Two down. And Alex Blandino will be next. Blandino takes a strike, 0-1 the count. He already has one two-out hit to drive in a run today when he tripled in Perez in the fifth inning. Now he swings and lines one to the left side, and it's knocked down by Hensley, the shortstop. And then he picks up the ball and just holds it, and it's an infield single for Blandino. Everyone moves up one base, so Wilson takes third, Odom is at second. Blandino with an infield single, and Tacoma has the bases loaded with two outs for Sam Haggerty. And now the pitching coach, Eric Abreu for Sugarland, jogs out to the mound. They're going to have a meeting with all the infielders. Meeting breaks up. Haggerty settles in. Olczak is ready. And his pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Haggerty's 0-3 today. Two flyouts and a ground out. Bases loaded, two down, and the pitch swung on, grounded, foul. First base side, just to the right of the bag. Well, Haggerty's behind in the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Wilson at third, Odom at second, Blandino at first with two outs, and the pitch is a curve outside. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch, breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Haggerty. And that does it for Tacoma in the top of the seventh inning. Missed opportunity, a leadoff double, and they end up getting two hits in the inning, but leaving the bases loaded. It's the seventh inning stretch at Sugarland. Our score, Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
It's the seventh inning stretch here in Sugarland, where Sugarland leads Tacoma 2-1 in the final game of this six-game series. New pitcher for the Raiders to work the bottom of the seventh. Anthony Misevich is in. Previous pitcher, Rowenis Elias, worked a scoreless sixth, allowing one hit, striking out one. So Misevich in from the pen. He'll face David Hensley, Alex Degody, and Franklin Barreto. This is Misevich's fifth appearance since being option two Tacoma. He's allowed four runs in three and a third innings. Here's the lefty's pitch to Hensley, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Misevich, the lefty from Michigan, with a 1-0, and it is called a strike. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch is up and away. Two balls, one strike. Misevich drafted by the Mariners. As here's a pitch hit in the air to right by Hensley. Down the line, foul. Perez into foul territory, and he can't get it. Foul ball out of play. 2-2. Always amusing to tell this one, because when Jerry DePoto was at his absolute peak of hyperactive trading. He traded Misevich to Tampa Bay and then traded to acquire him from Tampa Bay just 4 months later. Here's a swing and a base hit into right field for Hensley. And Hensley has a leadoff single here in the seventh. Misevich was at AA Arkansas in 2017, and on August 6th, he was traded to Tampa for two guys who would play for the Red Ears, Ryan Garten, a right-handed reliever, and Mike Marjama, a catcher. And he went with a Class A infielder named Luis Renifo, who was Mariners' property at that time. So here's one high to Degody. Renifo ended up with the Angels. He got traded to the Angels by Tampa and has reached the big leagues with them. And in fact, he homered against the Mariners today, with the Angels winning that game 2-1. 1-0 pitch grounded to short off the glove of McCoy, and it goes into left field. That had a chance to be a double play, and instead it's nothing. And there are two on with nobody out. And McCoy reached across his body to backhand that ball, and it went off his glove and kicked on into left field. We'll see how they score that one. Now Franklin Barreto is the batter, and he takes high and tight for a ball. 1-0. They did call that an error on McCoy. Second error for the Red Ears today, who have been a little error prone these last couple of days in Sugarland, which is unlike them. Here's the 1-0 to Barreto, and it is outside for a ball. 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled away. 2-1 the count to Barreto. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count's even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And Misevich steps off the rubber and bluffs a pickoff move to second base. Hensley getting back in. Now the 2-2 is on its way to Barreto. And it swung on, grounded down the third baseline, off the glove of Mejia. He then controls it and fires to first, but it's not in time. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. This was a high bouncer, a two-hopper down the third baseline, tight to the line. And Mejia had to step over there and extend out with a backhand as far as he could to reach it. And he hit it with the glove and controlled it, although the ball popped off the side of his glove and went in the air. And then he caught it with his throwing hand and tried to make the throw to first base. And he got it there on a hop to Odom, but it was too late. That's an infield single. Hensley is at third, Degody at second, Barreto at first, and no one is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And there's been some bad luck in this inning for the Red Ears. It was a double play ball that was an error. And then that ball was just really fortunately placed as far as Sugarland's concerned. Now a grounder foul off the bat of Corey Lee. That is strike one. Well, Corey Lee, not really the guy you want to see at the plate with a whole lot of men on base right now. He's been on an RBI surge with 14 runs batted in his last 11 games. And he's up here with the bases loaded and no one out. Rainiers have the infield in, trailing 2-1 in the seventh. 0-1 pitch to Lee, breaking ball, misses high. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. What a two. Masevich would love a strikeout. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Swung on and tapped foul in the home plate area. Still one ball, two strikes. Masevich. '15 draft pick out of Michigan State. 1-2 pitch, chop to third. Mejia has it. He's going to go home for the force out there, and that's all they'll get. So Hensley forced out, having the infield in, worked right there. Degody goes to third. Barreto now at second. Dan Lee on at first on a fielder's choice. Bases loaded, one out, still 2-1. And now Yonner Diaz will be the batter. Diaz is 0-3. Right-hand batter. And Masevich is set. Here's his pitch. And it is up high for a ball. Right here still have the corner infielders in, but the middle infielders are back at double play depth now, since a double play ball would get him out of the inning. Now the 1-0 on its way. Swung on and fouled straight into the ground, and that evens up the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch, swing and a miss and a breaking ball, strike two, and Masevich is ahead of the count. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still, what a two. Now Masevich is set. Here's the 1-2 on its way. And it is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now, swing and a miss, strike three. Ball trickles away from O'Keefe, but the out is recorded, and two men are gone. Yonner Diaz strikes out swinging. Bases loaded, two outs for Emmanuel Valdez. Valdez is 0 for 3 with two ground outs and a flyout. Mamasevich now with an opportunity to get out of this jam. There were bases loaded, no one out. They're still loaded with two outs. And Masevich with a pitch to Valdez, and it's a breaking ball outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 swung on and hit high and deep to right. Perez is there, though. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch as that ball got up in the wind. It actually got blown back in a bit, and Perez, after initially going back, came in and made the catch for the final out of the seventh. The Red Ears escape the bases loaded jam. No runs on two hits. There was an error and three runners left on base. We go to the eighth. It is Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the eighth inning. The Red Ears trailing Sugarland 2-1. Running out of chances here. We're into the late innings. See if they can get to the back end of the Sugarland bullpen. Left-hander Zach Roskup, a veteran, comes in to pitch the eighth for Sugarland. He'll face Mason McCoy, Eric Mejia, and Brian O'Keefe. McCoy's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3, and Roskup with his pitch. And it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Roskup 2-1 with a 2.49 ERA in 23 games, 32 strikeouts, 13 walks in 25 and a third innings. 1-0 is a broken bat blooper over the mound. Coming in to pick it up is Barreto. He has no play. McCoy is safe with a broken bat infield single to start the eighth inning. That's a break for the Red Ears. We'll see if that leads to anything. As Roskup made a good pitch, he jammed McCoy, and McCoy ends up getting a hit anyway. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. Switch hitter bats right for his first time today. Mejia's 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. And he tries to bunt the first pitch and bunts it foul. There's strike one. I looked up Mejia's switch hitting stats today, and his OPS as a right-handed hitter is 809, and his OPS as a left-hand hitter is 810. Pretty amazing. Almost identical. So there's a pickoff throw to first, and McCoy is back in standing up easily. So 0-1 to Mejia. Next pitch from Roskup is high. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. So Mejia behind in the count now. One ball, two strikes. Zach Roskup, now 34 years old. Born in Clackamas, Oregon. 1-2 to Mejia. Swung on and lined down the left field line. That's a base hit, and it's going to go through to the fence. Picking it up is Jones. McCoy comes to third, and he stops there. And in at second base with a slide is Mejia. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with nobody out at the top of the eighth inning. Mejia turned on that pitch and drilled it. A low liner. The third baseman, Degody, went leaping in the air to try to catch it, and he could not. And it shot through down the left field line all the way to the fence. So runners at second and third with nobody out, and now Sugarland has to bring the infield in. O'Keefe's 0 for 3, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. 2-1, Sugarland with the lead. We're in the top of the eighth. The Red Ears threatening with the tying runner at third and the go-ahead runner at second. Yeah, the pitch to O'Keefe is called a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Ryan Ayers trying to get a late-inning comeback victory here in the series finale. They need to win this game to salvage a split of this six-game series. 1-1 is called a strike, and it's 1-2 to O'Keefe. Now the 1-2. Swung on, grounded to the shortstop, and he's drawn in, and the Rainiers can't score on this. Hensley fields it and throws out O'Keefe at first base, and that's the first out of the inning. McCoy had no chance to try to score on that grounder. If they had put on the contact play, he would have been out easily at home plate. And they did not put on the contact play. And he just held it third. So here's Marcus Wilson. 1-for-3 with a double today. And he swings and misses at the first pitch there. Strike one. First pitch fastball from Roskup at 91 on the gun. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And it is down in the dirt for a ball and blocked by Lee. 1-1 the count. So an even count, one ball, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. So 1-2. Now the pitch. High, and that evens things up 2-2. Wilson staring out towards Roskup. Runners with their leads. The pitch swung on, hit in the air to left field and deep. Back on the ball goes Jones. And at the track, he's going to have room, but he makes the catch. But tagging at third is McCoy. He scores the tying run, and the Red Ears have evened it up. It is 2-2 here in Sugarland. Marcus Wilson with a deep sacrifice fly to left field. Gets the job done. Brings in the tying run. Mejia had to hold at second base. And there are two outs for Joe Odom. Odom is 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch on its way, and it swung on and fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. Now this one is over for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Rainier's hoping for a clutch hit here from Odom, but he's behind in the count with two outs. Mejia leading from second. The 1-2 pitch swung on and bounced foul third base side. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 is on its way, and it's high for a ball, 2-2. Andrew Knapp is on deck for Tacoma. 2-2 tie, top of the eighth. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That is strike three. Odom has struck out, and the inning is over. The Red Ears settle for tying it up in the top of the eighth inning. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Sugar Land, Texas, and we've got a tie game on our hands. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. It is Nick Ramirez. And Ramirez has been one of the Red Ears' top relief pitchers since day one this year. 1-2 with three saves, a 1.88 ERA in 23 appearances out of the Tacoma pen. Ramirez has worked 24 innings, allowing 19 hits and five walks with 19 strikeouts. Ramirez ready to face Taylor Jones, right-hand hitter with power. And the first pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. Right here's just tied it up in the top of this inning. Anthony Misevich pitched a scoreless seventh inning, allowing two hits, no walks, struck out one, and he got out of a bases loaded, no one out jam. 0-1 to Jones is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming from Ramirez. Outside for a ball. 2-1. We'll take a quick look here at our Mariner Farm Report. A couple of the big infield prospects in the farm system had big games yesterday. They just hit Ramirez with a pitch clock violation. And it's now 3-1 to Jones. And this pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Noelvi Marte, the shortstop for Advanced Class A Everett, had a go-ahead 3-run home run yesterday in a 5-4 win at Spokane. 3-2 pitch lined to third and caught by Mejia, and there's the first out of the inning. So it's kind of a top-spinning sinking liner hit to Mejia at third, and it wasn't a real rocket. It was just kind of a solid liner, and Mejia had it coming right at him, and he started with the glove up high, even with his shoulder. And then he kind of slowly moved it down and caught that ball down by his knee as it was a sinking liner hit right to him. One out at the bottom of the eighth. And now Lewis Brinson takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Also yesterday, 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo at low A Modesto had two more hits, including his 12th homer of the year. So here's one inside to Brinson, and Arroyo's had the biggest season of anyone in the Mariners farm system, hitting 323 with a dozen homers, 50 runs batted in for low A Modesto as an 18-year-old. Here's a swing and a miss by Brinson, and the count goes to 2-1. Also, Harry Ford, last year's first-round pick, continued his recent hot hitting. He hit two doubles for Modesto yesterday on the road at Fresno. 2-1 to Brinson is high and away, ball three. Three-one pitch coming. And it's hit in the air down the right field line. Racing into the corner is Perez, and it is out of play. Foul ball. Full count to Brinson, who again is facing a lefty, whom he has hit so well, lefties, this year. Ramirez with a 3-2 pitch coming. And the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him out in front of an off-speed pitch, and down goes Brinson, and there's the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. And that was a really nice changeup from Nick Ramirez right there to strike out Lewis Brinson. So two gone. And now Pedro Leon is the hitter. He's 0 for 3 with a ground out and two strikeouts, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Tie game, bottom of the eighth. In the ninth, the Red Deer's scheduled hitters are Knapp, Perez, and Blandino. Here's one called a strike, 1-1 to Leon. Rainiers do have two guys with power on the bench today in Jared Kelnick and Zach Green. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Up and away for a ball, 2-2. And this one is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Leon, and Nick Ramirez retires the side in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. And we go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors
about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Well, we go to the ninth inning, all tied up here in Sugar Land, Texas, 2-2. And the Redhairs will bat now in the top of the ninth. Zach Roskup still on the hill for Sugar Land. The Redhairs with Andrew Knapp leading things off. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. And the next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0 to Knapp. Now Knapp takes outside, ball 3. So he's way out ahead in the count, and he knows a leadoff walk would be a very good result for the Redhairs here. Roskup is set, 3-0 pitch on its way, and it is on the inside edge of the strike zone for a called strike. 3-1. Now Roskup ready the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's now a full count, 3-2. Knapp uses his timeout, steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he settles in once again. Here's the pitch from Roskup, and it is low, ball 4. It's a leadoff walk. The Redhairs have the go-ahead runner on. Andrew Knapp is aboard at first base, and now Miguel Perez is the batter. And it's possible the Redhairs may ask the 21-year-old Perez to try to lay one down and move the runner up. We'll see. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 1, and he definitely wasn't bunting. And the third baseman, DeGoti, was up on the grass, and he has now backed up as Perez took a vicious cut at that first pitch. Now, the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball up and in. 1-1. Right here's with double barrel action in the bullpen, a right-hander and a left-hander throwing. Here's the 1-1, and it's in the dirt, and taking second base is Knapp. The pitch was in the dirt, it bounced up, hit the catcher's gear, and just rolled a few feet away in the batter's box, really, by the catcher's left foot, but he was looking right, and the ball was on his left. And Knapp saw that situation developing, and he takes second base. So he's now in scoring position. And that's a good base running and a big result for the Redhairs to have a man at second now. And here's the 2-1 pitch on its way to Perez, and it is low, ball 3. Blandino on deck, with Haggerty on following him. Sugarland has a right-hander in the pen. Three balls, one strike to Miguel Perez. And the pitch from Roskopf is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Perez takes a deep breath and digs in. Roskopf is ready. Knapp leads from second, small lead. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. And Perez is hanging in there. Roskopf came in last inning. He's now thrown 33 pitches in this relief outing. Full count to Perez. And Roskopf with his pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Miguel Perez strikes out swinging. One out. And now Alex Blandino is the hitter. And here comes Mickey Story, the manager of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. And he's going to make the move here, it appears, as he's got a right-hander in the pen. And he's talking to Roskopf now. Hasn't taken the ball from him yet. And they're still talking. And yes, they are indeed going to make the call to the bullpen. So they'll bring in a right-hander to face Blandino. We are in the top of the ninth inning of a tie game. The Red Ears have a runner at second with one out. And Sugarland is bringing in a right-hander from the pen. We'll take a break for this pitching change. In the ninth, with the score, Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugarland, where the Red Ears and the Space Cowboys are all tied up 2-2. And the Red Ears have a man at second base with one out at the top of the ninth. Alex Blandino coming to the plate. Sugarland has brought in right-hander Joe Record from the bullpen. Record spelled a record player. And he is on in relief of Roskopf, who went an inning and a third, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. He walked one, struck out two, and he's responsible for the runner in second. Record is appearing in his seventh game, 1-1 with a 5.87 ERA, 12 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings. Third time he's pitched in this series. And Record will face Alex Blandino. Blandino's 2-for-2 tonight with a single, a triple, and a walk, and he has driven in a run. He looks out to the mound. Record's pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Record began the year with the Houston Astros Double-A team, Corpus Christi, recently promoted to Triple-A. Here's his 1-0 on its way to Blandino. And it's inside for a ball. 2-0. Pretty tense situation to bring in a pitcher, Record, who is new to AAA. But they used both of their top relievers yesterday, Enoli Paredes and Ronel Blanco. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Blandino. And the pitch is called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Sam Haggerty closely watching this at bat from the on-deck circle. Record is ready. Here's his 2-2 pitch. And it is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball. And that is the second out here at the top of the ninth inning. Sam Haggerty will now bat. He hasn't reached base yet today. Came into play having reached base safely in 19 consecutive PCL games. But he's 0 for 4 with two flyouts, a ground out, and a strikeout. See if he can come through with two outs in the ninth. Knapp leads from second, and the pitch is in the dirt. That is ball one. Rainiers have Mason McCoy on deck. Want to know the count to Haggerty. Now Record is set. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0. They've got the big shift on. Only one infielder on the left side. Three on the right with the second baseman Barreto well out onto the outfield grass. 2-0 to Haggerty. Swung on and fouled off. Out of play on the third base side. 2-1 now. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is in the dirt, and this gets past the catcher, and taking third is Knapp. So he is now just 90 feet away from scoring the go-ahead run. Second wild pitch of the inning tossed by Sugarland relief pitchers, two different relief pitchers. Roskopf wild pitch Knapp to second, and now Record has wild pitched him to third. There are two outs. So the Rainier still needs something to happen to get him in. Either a Haggerty hit or some sort of Sugarland mistake. 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four. And Haggerty draws the walk. He heads down to first base. And Mason McCoy is going to take his chance. McCoy reached on an infield single his last time up when he got his bat broken, but hit a little blooper over the mound that just died on the grass behind the hill for an infield single. 1-for-4 today. Haggerty might try to take second. The pitch is taken for a ball by McCoy, 1-0. Haggerty is 15 out of 16 stealing bases this year. And if he feels he can get a good jump, you never know what happens if the catcher throws down there. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Knapp down the line from third, two outs, top of the ninth of a tie game. And the pitch swung on, hit in the air to left center. Jones moves back, and at the edge of the track, he's there, and he makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Rainiers threaten in the ninth, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning in Sugarland, Texas, with the score Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning of this tie game in Sugar Land, Texas. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2. Rainiers go to the bullpen once again, bring in their sixth pitcher of the night, left-hander Fernando Abad, on to face the Space Cowboys. Bottom of their order, Hensley, Degody, and Barreto. But these three hitters have combined for four hits in this game, and they have combined to reach base six times. So it's the bottom of the order, but they've been getting it done so far in today's game. Hensley heads to the plate, high on base percentage hitter. 2-for-3 in this game, leads the league with 42 walks drawn. Abad will face him first. Abad has no record of 4.24 ERA in 14 games. 17 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts, 3 walks. Here's his pitch to Hensley, and it is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Abad facing his original organization. The 36-year-old lefty was originally signed as a teenager in the Dominican Republic by the Houston Astros. He gets Hensley to hit a grounder to McCoy, who fields it and whips it to first for the out. One away on just two pitches in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hensley grounds to shortstop. And now Alex Degody will be the batter. Degody, 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the second. Also reached on an error in the seventh. Abad ready. And the pitch is swung on and hit well to left. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it is gone. Game-winning home run for Alex Degody. His seventh of the year. He circles the bases. His teammates come out to greet him at home plate as Degody has just hit a walk-off home run for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. They win it 3-2, the final score. And there was no doubt about that one. Degody goes deep. Only home run of the night. It's the game winner with one out in the ninth. Sugar Land takes the series 4-2. And the Rainiers have fallen to 15 games under the 500 mark with this loss, dropping their record to 28-43 on the year. Disappointing finish for the Rainiers tonight in Sugar Land. The Space Cowboys take it. We'll recap the game and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy 2 canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, Sugarland takes down the Rainiers 3-2, the final score today on a game-winning homer by Alex DeGody, and came with one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. This was a good game, just didn't have the finish that the Rainiers were looking for. Sugarland did take an early 2-0 lead. Darren McCacken on the mound after retiring the side in order in the first. In the second, he hit Lewis Brinson with a pitch with one out. And then with two outs, Brinson was at second base. And David Hensley doubled to deep left field and brought in Brinson from second base. And Sugarland was up 1-0. Then the next hitter, Alex DeGody, would stroke a single to left, and it brought in Hensley and made it 2-0. McCacken then got things back under control, ended up going 4 1/3 innings, allowing 2 hits and 2 runs, both of which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 2, left the game a little earlier than anticipated, but they've been kind of keeping him on a little shorter leash these last 2 starts, because 3 starts ago, well, 2 starts back from today, he had the career high pitch count in his no-hit bid at Cheney Stadium on the last homestand. So anyway, he came out of the fifth inning, and at that point it was 2-1 because the Rainiers scored a run in the top of the fifth. They had just 1 hit through 4 2/3 against Chad Donato, but then with 2 outs in the fifth, Miguel Perez plooped a single into right center. And then Alex Blandino tripled to the gap in left center field, and Perez scored, and the Rainiers were on the board 2-1. It stayed that way for a while. The Rainiers bullpen was really good today. Mark Avichus, Rowenis Elias, Anthony Bacevich with an error and an infield single and a clean hit, found himself in a bases-loaded, no-one-out jam in the bottom of the seventh, and he escaped it without allowing a run. Nifty bit of pitching by Bacevich. We went to the eighth, still 2-1 Sugarland, and that's when the Rainiers tied it up, facing reliever Zach Roskup. Mason McCoy reached on a broken bat infield single. Eric Mejia doubled to left, putting runners at second and third with no one out. Brian O'Keefe grounded out to the drawn-in shortstop. The Rainiers did not score on that, but they did then score when Marcus Wilson hit a sacrifice fly to deep left field. It brought in McCoy with the tying run. They still had Mejia at second base with 2 outs after that, but Joe Odom struck out. At the bottom of the eighth inning, Nick Ramirez retired the side in order. We went to the ninth with the score tied 2-2. And in the ninth, Andrew Knapp led off with a walk and took second on a wild pitch, but Roskopf struck out Miguel Perez. And then Sugarland brought in Joe Record. He struck out Alex Blandino for out number two. Then he wild pitched Knapp to third and walked Sam Haggerty, putting runners at first and third. But Mason McCoy's fly ball to medium deep left center was caught by Taylor Jones, and the Rainiers did not score the top of the ninth. So we went to the bottom of the ninth. Rainiers brought in Fernando Abad. The veteran retired the first batter very quickly, but then Alex DeGoti got a pitch that he liked, and he launched a game-winning homer to left center, his seventh of the year. It snapped the 2-2 tie, gave Sugarland the victory. 3-2 was our final score. Here are the final totals for Sugarland. 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma scores 2 runs on 7 hits, makes 2 errors, leaves 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Joe Record. He is 2-1. Loss goes to Fernando Abad. He is 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 34 minutes. The attendance, 4,138. With the victory, Sugarland is now 32-40 on the season, and the Rainiers fall to 28-43 on the year. These two teams are done playing each other for this year, as Sugarland wins 9 of the 12 head-to-head games between these two clubs. So I guess it's for the best that the Rainiers don't play them again this season. We'll see them in 2023. Sugarland wins it 3-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sugarland takes down Tacoma 3-2, the final score on a walk-off home run by Alex DeGoti. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners had a brawl, and that was with the Angels, and they lost the game, too. 2-1, the final score. Not sure who won the brawl, but bench-clearing brawl, 18-minute delay in the second inning when, after throwing behind Julio Rodriguez in the first inning, the Angels threw behind Jesse Winker in the second, and kicked it off, and big brawl. Each team had 3 players ejected. Each team had their manager ejected, and then the game continued. And the Angels went on to win it 2-1. Marco Gonzalez tossed 6 scoreless innings, but in the 7th they got to him for 2 runs. Luis Ranjifo hit a game-tying homer, his 3rd. And then David McKinnon up from Salt Lake had an RBI single to bring in what turned out to be the winning run for the Angels. So the Mariners missed the sweep. They end up taking 2 out of 3 from the Angels. They went 5-1 on a 6-game road trip. They are home tomorrow against Baltimore, who is not bad anymore. The Orioles are actually hovering just a few games under the 500 mark right now. In fact, they might have a better record than the Mariners right now. Baltimore's a team on the rise. All right, let's take a look at the American League scoreboard. Yankees beat the Astros 6-3 in 10 innings. Aaron Judge, walk-off 3-run homer in the bottom of the 10th, his major league leading 28th of the year. The Astros and Yankees, 2 of the top teams in baseball, split a 4-game series. The Red Sox are hot. They won their 7th in a row, completing a 3-game road sweep at Cleveland, beating the Guardians 8-3. Rafael Devers and J.D. Martinez each had 3 hits for Boston today. The White Sox defeat the Orioles 4-3, the final score in Chicago. Dylan Cease allowed 1 run over 7 innings, struck out a career-high 13 as he picked up his 6th win of the season. Oakland defeats Kansas City 5-3, the final in Kansas City. Seth Brown hit his 10th homer. Nick Allen drove in a couple of runs, and former Rainier Sam Moll got the win out of the A's bullpen. In the interleague games today, there were a lot of them, five. Tampa Bay completes a sweep of the Pirates with a 4-2 victory. Shane McClanahan struck out 10 over 7 innings, allowed just one run. He's 8-3. He leads the majors in both earned run average and strikeouts. Minnesota doubles up the Rockies 6-3 as Byron Buxton had three hits, including an RBI triple. The Twins now with a two-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central, of note because they begin a five-game series against one another this coming week. Also in interleague play, the Brewers beat Toronto 10-3. Former Blue Jay Rowdy Tellez hit a pair of two-run homers for Milwaukee against his former team. He's up to 13 bombs on the year. And the Nationals win at Texas 6-4 behind rookie Jackson Tetrall, who allowed one run in six innings to pick up his second major league win. Josh Bell had three hits for the Nats. And the Diamondbacks pounded the Tigers 11-7 as Pavin Smith had four hits and Dalton Varsho hit a three-run homer. And that was Varsho's 10th of the season. They beat up on Detroit. National League games now. Marlins got a walk-off homer from rookie Nick Fortes, and they beat the Mets 3-2, third homer of the year for Fortes. It was the Cubs in 10 innings knocking off St. Louis 6-5 as Wilson Contreras singled in the winning run at the top of the 10th inning for the Cubbies, and their bullpen held on at the bottom of the 10th. The Cincinnati Reds hung 10 runs on the scoreboard at San Francisco and walloped the Giants 10-3. Tyler Malley pitched 6 2/3 innings and got his first win in nearly a month for Cincinnati, his third of the season. Philadelphia had a key three-run homer in the seventh inning from Kyle Schwarber, and they beat the Padres 8-5 in San Diego. And Sunday night baseball is in the seventh inning. The Braves lead the Dodgers 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Atlanta. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sugar Land, the Space Cowboys beat the Red Ears 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Sugarland walks off the Red Ears 3-2 on the game-winning homer by Alex DeGoti with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Sugarland ends up taking 4 out of 6 from the Red Ears, including the final three games. Tacoma was up in the series 2-1, but then Sugarland has won the final three. The Red Ears are now 15 games under 500 on the season, and that is a first. It is not. They were 16 games under at one point. So back to 15 under as they drop this one 3-2, the final score. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Salt Lake outslugged Reno 12-11 in Salt Lake City. Oklahoma City toppled the Round Rock 2-1 in Bricktown. Sacramento knocks off El Paso 5-3. And Albuquerque and Vegas are just getting started. They haven't started yet. They start in about 5 minutes down in Vegas. Well, the Red Ears are off tomorrow, and we'll start a homestand at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma on Tuesday. First pitch, 6.05 p.m. Tacoma is facing Salt Lake And the Rainiers are slated to start Connor Wade against Salt Lake left-hander Jake Kalish. And that is on Tuesday at 6:05 p.m. We'll have the broadcast for you here. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Disappointing finish for the Rainiers, but Tacoma ends up dropping this one 3-2. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sugar Land. Talk to you on Tuesday from Cheney Stadium. Have a great night.